Tropical Storm Darby dumped 7 inches of rain in 3 hours on Oahu July 24th and 25th, causing ponding on the H1 freeway, at least 2 sewage spills on the island, and flooding along low-lying areas in Kalihi near Middle Street. Joseph Aiello lived in the Haleumi condominiums next to Kalihi Stream. He told city council members his family was devastated.
We got 40 inches of water to the whole apartment. If this happened 2 o'clock in the morning when we're in the house, the next time somebody's going to die. The water's so strong it just broke the sliding glass. And I'm guessing about 70% loss of everything. All the sofa, love seat, washer, dryer, beds, drawers, TVs, refrigerators, stove. So, you know, we want to feel safe.
The Honolulu City Council's Public Works, Infrastructure, and Sustainability Committee requested a discussion of lessons learned in the aftermath of Darby. City Department of Facilities Maintenance Deputy Director Ed Manglalan said the stream banks are a mix of city and private ownership.
Kalihi Stream and Manalawai Stream, they are segments that are privately owned, and we cannot go in there to clear it up. So we will try our best to encourage private residents to not dump anything in their areas of the stream.
Flooding in low-lying areas in Iwile also caused damage to some businesses. Department of Planning and Permitting Director George Atta says the area is also mixed ownership.
The problem with Iwile is that it's a mix of private and public drainage facilities. The flow is towards Kapalama Canal, but because of the canal banks, pumps are required to lift the floodwaters. Technically, 2 pumps, that's on Castle and Cook's property, and right now there's only 1 working, but even if both pumps had been in place, that wouldn't have prevented the flooding.
That's because the volume of water from Darby, up to 5 feet in some areas, was too great. The Honolulu Police Department received 73 calls from the public, ranging from landslides to minor accidents. Captain Gerald Kanishiro was at the city's Emergency Management Center with state highway officials during flooding on the H1 freeway.
We had state highways right there with us. Because of the H1 freeway situation, they were able to get crews out there quicker than normal. For us, you know, as a patrol commander, we can coordinate our efforts to shut down the freeway maybe quicker, you know, get cars off there, or at least, you know, to try and get something going where it doesn't flood like that.
The Department of Planning and Permitting received funding from the Honolulu City Council to do 2 drainage studies for the low-lying areas of Kalihi Kai, Iwile, and Ma Punapuna. The first of those studies was recently contracted. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.